Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. You guys are in for a massive treat today. We're going offline, actually. I'm super excited. I have the opportunity of having the client experience officer, the CEO of Dis.com with us, Joe Foley. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. I'm super pumped to be on the show.
I love this. I love the fact that the CEO of the company's actual title is Client Experience Officer. I think that's pretty dang cool.
Well, thanks, Dave. And it's just something I'm totally passionate about. I've been, in customer service really my whole career. And I believe taking care of the customer, which I don't even like saying customers anymore. I like calling everybody clients. So taking care of the clients, I believe, is the key to our success.
We're
33 years old, so we know how to keep our clients happy.
I think that's fantastic. 33 years, basically started off doing fulfillment years ago for software companies of all things, shipping around disks. So I think that's pretty dang cool.
Yeah, I bet some of our listeners aren't even familiar with what diskettes were.
You're probably right. With that, Joe, I'd like to kind of just dive right into the meat of this thing here. And that is, a lot of our users and listeners here deal a lot with sales funnels, online types of stuff. But I think most people don't understand how powerful offline is. And obviously, here at ClickFunnels, we use offline as our primary way actually of bringing people online. Meaning we just went through finished Russell's Expert Secrets book launch, which is a physical shipping product. We do a ton of free plus shipping funnels. We've worked with Tony Robbins. We've worked with, a ton of other people basically focused on offline funnels. We just did some other deals with the Harmon Brothers and Fiberflex and all these crazy things that are all offline types of products that get shipped. And I want to make sure people understand the importance of, as you're building your client relationship, of not forgetting the offline. And with that, so that's one of the things I want to talk about. The second thing I want to talk about is how you, as an offline business, basically got online in information marketing. So those are the two primary topics I want to address today. But first of all, let's kind of talk real briefly here about why offline products are so important, Joe.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know how, my email inbox, because I want to keep in touch with all my clients, watch all of their action, everything they have going. My email box is so full. I think most people are feeling that same thing. I think people like to get something physical delivered to them.
Of course, I totally agree.
I think digital training and stuff is for sure the future. I'm not trying to say that everybody should have just a physical product. That would be crazy.
No, I think obviously there's a place for both. Take, for example, we just finished our Expert Secrets book launch. And the irony behind this is Russell's taught for years the importance of having a Dream 100 and really mailing to them on a regular basis. So we just went through and had, in the last 3 months, sent out 5 different mailers to our potential clients to get them actually to promote. And I can't tell you the importance of sending out on a regular basis. Again, for us, it was lumpy mail, but even some of the physical products, what are some of the things you see right these days that information marketers are using offline services for?
Well, besides what you've mentioned already, we just do so many free book plus shipping offers. We also still have some CDs and DVDs that people use as freebies, and we'll take the orders, integrate seamlessly with people's shopping carts, and then we ship out the CD or DVD or sometimes even a USB, and then that person, our clients have found that those people listen to that, and then before you know it, they end up being a client of the other products and services.
I love that. Well, tell me, how did you get involved in this whole information game?
Well, we were going strong with computer software, and then, of course, that all went online. And we had a lot of old-fashioned corporations that were a little slow to get online. So we did a lot of corporate training programs and stuff. But then around 2007 and 8, our world completely changed when a couple of heroes found our website, which is DISK or disk.com. Luckily, we got that URL in 1995. It's helped a lot with SEO and pay-per-click and stuff. But now, in 2007, 2008, a couple of guys found us. Evan Pagan, we had no idea who that guy was. He turned out to be a giant in the industry with his Double Your Dating product. And then one of his friends, Jeff Walker, the creator of the product launch, those guys were our two kind of starter clients. And from that point on, it just was a giant snowball of activity.
I think that's fantastic. Well, what are some of the products that, that at that time Jeff and Evan were sending out?
They had the CDs and DVDs in a binder. And then they also had the slip cases, you know, that would hold, six DVD sets. And they had a lot of material. Like at Jeff's first product launch live event he had in 2008, it was the first live event I'd ever been to. And he said, "Is Joe Foley here in the audience?" So I stood up and he said, "Yeah, Joe and his team just got done shipping out my first product launch 1.0 product. Most of the people in the room had received it, you know, just like a week before." And he said, "If anybody wants to talk to Joe, he'll be, you know, in the back during break." I was mobbed outside for an hour and a half, and I've been busy ever since.
I think that's fantastic. It's always fun for me to take a look at some of the stuff that happens online these days, the trends and things that we see right now. Obviously, from the free plus shipping handling, I think the primary thing we're seeing a lot of, obviously, are books, CDs and DVDs. Are you seeing as many CDs and DVDs, or is that kind of dying down?
That's definitely dying down. I've even had some customers go away from having those freebies and then finding out that people still wanted them. So they're starting them back up. I had two clients. One's Fabienne Fredrickson from Client Attractions. She used to have a thriving business, totally based on the incoming leads coming from her CDs. She went away from that. Now she started that up again about 9 months ago, and it seems to be growing like crazy again. So it's hard to understand.
Yeah.
We also send out a lot of swag, or like you mentioned, lumpy mail. We'll do we'll ship out some other things like coffee mugs, anything to reward their people's current clients. You know, if they're maybe involved with a membership, monthly membership product, we do a lot of direct mail.
I love that. I know we're seeing a lot, obviously, as far as USBs going out these days. We put USBs and small MP3 players and things of that sort. Realize everybody who's listening here, the importance of getting something physical in the mail. I can tell you from our perspective, we're seeing typically those people who buy and actually have a physical product are anywhere from about 5 to 10 times more valuable to us from a revenue standpoint, because they actually receive something in the mail from us. It's really crazy. They stick longer with us. In fact, all of our funnel hackers here who are listening receive a Funnel Hacker t-shirt that we send out as soon as they basically get on board with us. And the reason for that is, even as a software company, we've realized the importance of that t-shirt. It helps them actually identify with who they are as far as funnel hackers. Obviously, it's Funnel Hacker Radio. But the crazy thing for us is the being able to have something that a person receives physically, they then feel almost this reciprocity towards you. But more important than that, it allows them, at least from our perspective, what we're seeing is allows them the opportunity of actually identifying with you as a company, with you as a brand. And for us, it's been a huge, huge boost to our business. So we continue to send out on a very frequent basis a ton of physical products. Again, I love your how Joe, you mentioned as far as swag items. Swag items are huge for us. Obviously, whether we sent a ton of T-shirts. The other thing we've seen recently, aside from the book, we're seeing a lot of MP3 players that we sent out associated with the book. We also have Russell's 250 of the podcasts of Marketing Your Car are actually on an MP3 player that they can basically get for free plus shipping. So I'd really encourage you guys, as you're listening to this, to pay attention and think of what are some of the things that you guys can do that are innovative, that are different ideas that would allow you to basically capture someone's email and mailing address, ship something to them on a regular basis. One of the things you're going to find on most membership sites, you're going to find a 3 to 4 month stick rate or attrition rate. Basically, most people will stick with you for about 3 to 4 months. We've seen, we have our Funnel University, which is a physical product that they receive out on a monthly basis. By sending that out monthly, they also have it obviously online in the membership site, but that by having that as a physical product they receive every single month, we are able to actually get about a 50% increase in our stick rate. So instead of going 3 to 4 months, most of our users are going to stay on anywhere from 5 to even 6 and 7 months. So realize you've already acquired the customer. Every single month they stick is additional time and revenue for you that you don't have to go out and spend additional money to bring on new customers. So I highly recommend you guys, as you take a look at your business, find out different things that you could do, especially as you get close to that 3 month. If you've got a membership site, we've seen just by them receiving something around that 2.5 to 3 month mark, it's not uncommon that they'll be able to get another month or two out of them, especially if the piece you're sending them helps them to actually consume your content. So I'd really encourage you guys, as you're listening to this, to think more about different ways that they can actually consume the content better by receiving things in the mail. Joe, what are some other ideas and things that you can think of that might help people actually help their customers by sending things? Again, you're the client experience officer, so that experience for the clients obviously is extremely important for you. What are things that you're seeing these days that our users could use and implement into their business to enhance the client experience that their clients are receiving from them?
Oh, I love everything you just said. When you guys started doing the MP3 players, our phone started ringing off the hook. So now we have those MP3 players as a stock item that we could print in small quantities, you know, 25, 50, 100. And I would say that's the hottest item. The thumb drives are good. They're definitely awesome. And you mentioned T-shirts. You know what's funny? A lot of people are doing card decks. It's like you can put some valuable training on there, little reminders to people. They totally appreciate that.
Hey, maybe. Joe, sorry to interrupt you there. Explain to people what a card deck is. They may not be familiar with that term.
Okay. All of a sudden, people are saying, oh, I want to do these 25 cards. It could be 25 marketing lessons or 25 things, whatever your product or service is about. And we're making a lot of card decks now, and it seems to be something that people will, look at a different one each day. It's like a reminder of things you should be doing.
I love that idea. We're actually toying around with some different things we're going to look at rolling out here in August on something very similar to that. So I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. And then we do a lot of things that people call an infographic. It's really just a piece of paper, maybe laminated on both sides. So it's something that people could refer to often.
Great idea.
Keep it on your desk. You could even put your coffee or your cold drink on there. And it's just going to remind you to, stay on course, keep your focus, that kind of stuff.
Man, I love that. Well, again, guys, I just wanted to make sure we brought Joe on here that you guys understand the importance of physical products helping enhance that client experience. That's really the key here. As an offline business owner, you've got to find some way of getting them as an online business owner, take them offline and really enhance the experience that your clients are having with you. We talk all the time about the importance as far as our funnel hacking community and the idea as far as building a very, very strong culture that actually really helps people bind to you and connect with you. So as you look at your own culture, make sure that you take the time to build that so that it's something that people want to identify themselves with, so they love wearing your swag, so that when they receive things from you, they're excited to open a package. these days, I can tell you most of the time, for most people, their mailbox is getting, they're receiving less and less things in their mail since a lot of the bills are coming electronically. And so when the person receives something in the mail, it's a huge, huge opportunity for you to basically separate yourself from your competition and really help yourself identify with your clients. Joe, anything else before we wrap things up?
No, you said it all, my friend. I did want to mention that everything we talked about today, of course, what with one call to disc.com, we do all that kind of stuff. We also have seamless integration with ClickFunnels. So that's what's sweet is we can go right into your account, grab the request, get it sent right out, put the tracking number right back in. And so we make it really easy where you can just focus on your valuable content, and we can handle all this offline stuff for you.
Joe, I love that. Again, guys, go to disc.com, disk.com, and realize the main reason I wanted to have Joe on here was to help you guys understand different ways you could implement this into your business. The second reason is he's one of our integration partners, and Joe does a great job for us as far as integrating with ClickFunnels to make your job that much easier so that when you're actually out there coming up with the ideas, you don't have to go look for another vendor or anything else. It's already integrated there, and you can contact Joe. He'll take care of all the heavy lifting on the back end. But again, Joe, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. And again, guys, go to disk.com. Reach out to Joe. Let him know that you heard about disk.com from Funnel Hacker Radio and ClickFunnels. I'm sure he'll cut you some swinging deal. And most importantly, guys, make sure that you're spending the time building and enhancing that client experience. Joe, anything else before we wrap it up, bud?
No, I just want to say thanks to you and all the listeners and wish them the best of luck. I look forward to working with them.
Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you real soon, bud.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.